is up, everybody. Welcome to Student Visa. This is the podcast for the curious and the adventurous, those who want to experience something more. My name is Rob Salasky, and I would like to give you a huge thank you for listening. Whether you are planning to study abroad yourself, want tips for your next big trip, or are just looking to learn about an exciting new place during your daily commute, I know this podcast has something for you. In this first episode, I'm going to tell you who I am, why I started this podcast, who this podcast is for, the goals of this podcast, and finally, what you can expect in future episodes. With that, welcome once again to Student Visa. Alrighty, let's jump right in to this very first episode of Student Visa. Who am I? My name is Rob Salasky. I am a 22-year-old young man from the Asheville, North Carolina area. If you're familiar with Western North Carolina and Asheville, perhaps you know Black Mountain or Montree is specifically where I'm from, but I'm from the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina, and I love to call that place home. I miss it quite a bit, and it has had a huge impact on who I am as a person. I love the outdoors. I love bikes. I really enjoy a nice craft beer, and those are all things that my home is known for. So if you haven't been, I cannot highly recommend Asheville, North Carolina enough to you. Or Black Mountain. I might say I'm a bigger fan of Black Mountain. It's a great spot. Anyways, I am in school right now, so unfortunately I don't get to spend that much time at home. I go to UNC at Chapel Hill, and I am studying interactive multimedia in the journalism school. Now, that's a mouthful, but interactive multimedia is basically digital communications or web-based communications. And really why I chose it is because the whole focus of that degree is on creative storytelling in today's world. So we use some web development, we use some graphics and photography, obviously writing, and podcasting is also a very relevant medium for me in my major, which is kind of definitely a huge reason why I'm dipping my toes into podcasting with this right here. On top of wanting to explore this medium, I do really love storytelling. I'm very passionate about storytelling and engaging and entertaining an audience. It's something that has always captivated me, whether I knew it or not. I've never been much of a reader, surprisingly enough, but I've always loved film and I've really loved live entertainment and theater. I did a little bit of that in high school and did a couple shows in college as well. I'm a Disney geek. And so, yeah, I love a good story. And that is also a huge reason of why I'm here, to try and sharpen those storytelling skills for you all. On top of having this academic background and an interest in storytelling, I found myself in the perfect possible place to be starting a podcast. Let me explain. So even though I am a student at UNC, I am currently on exchange in Pamplona, Spain. So that means a few things that are important. One, I have a lot of cool things to talk about and a lot of things that I would like to share with people. And two, I have some extra free time on my hands because grades aren't pass-fail, so I'm not really stressing about getting A's. I want to learn, but I'm not stressing about the grade. I'm not super heavily involved with extracurriculars right now because, one, that's not a part of... Well, that's actually exactly why, because that doesn't really exist in Spain in the same way that it does back at home. And so lots of free time. And then the third important thing about being on exchange that has led me to doing this is that I have met so many awesome people from all over the world that I really would like to ask questions and pick their brain and share some quality conversations on just what they think of these different issues and comparing opinions and perspectives on the same issue between two people. I think it's going to be pretty cool, and I really think we'll have some quality conversations that people can take something from. So that's why I'm starting this podcast. So you know who I am. You know why I started this podcast. Who is this podcast for? My primary target audience member is going to be someone who's thinking about studying abroad. If you're thinking about studying abroad in Europe and even better in Spain, that's amazing. But I think anybody who wants to study abroad can gain a lot from this. Because when I was looking into studying abroad, I did not find too many resources that were from the perspective of somebody who actually studied abroad. I had this cool travel podcast that I listened to called the Indie Travel Podcast. Highly recommend that. But those are two full-time travelers who do life abroad, and that's not the same as studying abroad. And so my school also provided some resources that were frankly not helpful at all. So I want to be a great, valuable resource for anyone who's thinking about studying abroad and trying to prepare for that experience, because it is a little bit daunting and intimidating when you're like, okay, so I have to pick up and live my life in another country. I don't know, maybe the language. I don't know how to get a phone. I don't know where I'm going to live. All this stuff is somewhat stressful. So I hope this can be a great resource for those people. In addition to someone planning on studying abroad, anybody who wants to travel abroad will be able to gain a lot from this as well, because I am doing plenty of traveling on the weekends, a couple of extended trips, day trips here and there, and whether it is sharing information about a particular destination that you may be thinking about, or just generic travel advice on how to pack, how to prepare, how to find the good spots, all this type of stuff will be covered. And I think you, as a traveler, not necessarily a student, will be able to gain a ton from it. And then lastly, I really hope that anybody who is in the market for a good story and hopefully an eye-opening conversation will benefit from this podcast. And that's the last target audience member there is everyone. Because like I said, I'm going to be having quite a few international guests on here, and sharing those perspectives, I think will be super cool and valuable for anybody, whether you are studying or traveling or just zipping down the road in your car on the way to work. This podcast is going to have something for everyone. Now let's move on to the goals of this podcast. Already kind of touched on some of this, but one is going to be to provide tips and advice for people planning on studying abroad and people planning on traveling abroad. Like I said, already touched on that. Two is to inspire people to study abroad and travel abroad. I've only been here for a month and a half now, and it has already been such an epic experience that I really think everybody should have. And so I hope that I can inspire just a couple audience members to, you know, take that leap of faith and spend a semester away from their friends at their home university and go try something new. Or instead of doing, you know, your normal beach trip, you know, maybe you decide to book a flight to Spain on your vacation day, something kind of crazy like that. I hope I can inspire people to get out there and see something new, experience something different. And then Lastly, and this is an uber cheesy goal, but hang with me, and I've already touched on this as well, but I'm hoping that this podcast will really provide people, myself included, with a greater perspective through these international guests and just different random experiences that we're going to be talking about here. I'm hoping that as a listener, you can kind of broaden your horizons a bit, because I think that is so valuable, is just to simply listen to somebody else who's from a entirely different place than you, and just listen to how they understand a particular situation. And it's something that you literally cannot do on your own. But once you kind of get inside somebody else's head, I think there is a ton to gain there. And that is super cheesy, but listen up, it's super true. So that's the third and final goal for this podcast. Now, the last item on the agenda today is to tell you what to expect in the rest of these episodes. I promise it's not going to be me talking by myself or about myself every time. We got some much more exciting things planned. I'm expecting three main categories of information to be covered in this podcast. First is going to be destinations. I'm going to be doing quite a few trips on the weekend, during the day, and extended trips, like I said, to a variety of destinations. And when I do so, don't worry, I'm going to tell you where I went, how I got there, where I stayed, what I did, do I recommend it, do I not recommend it, what do I recommend doing differently if you were to try it out, stuff like that, that is all particular to a destination. Second, and a similar type of information we're going to be talking about is going to be experiences or activities. Now, by that, I mean the same type of thing as with destinations, except if I take a trip to go skiing, I'm going to tell you how I got there. I'm going to tell you, what I recommend doing. But that whole experience revolves around the experience, not necessarily the destination. And so, like I said, skiing is an example of that. But another example would be going to a festival. Yes, it's going to be held in a particular city, but it's not about the place. It's about that festival, that activity or experience. So stuff like that. You know, I'll tell you guys what I recommend doing differently and my take on it. And lastly is going to be kind of the catch-all categories, random topics that, not random, not entirely random, but things that pertain or would be useful to studying abroad. So a couple examples might be how to pack for studying abroad, what to expect in the classroom when you're studying abroad, at least, you know, from my shoes. And then also stuff like how to pack for a weekend trip or speak Spanish in Spain as a non-native speaker. Anything you could think of could potentially be covered. And that is about it. So you guys know who I am. You know why I started this podcast. You know who this is for, which is you and all your friends. You know the goals of this podcast. And lastly, you know what to expect in the future episodes. That is just about all you need to know about the Student Visa podcast. The only thing left to do is to listen to the podcasts themselves. Now, they're going to be dropping on a weekly basis. I've already begun recording some of them, so you should be so excited. I'm super pumped. But we're going to be releasing them on a weekly basis. And in order to know exactly when they drop, I would highly recommend that you follow this podcast on social media. You can find pages on Facebook and Instagram, both by the account name studentvisa.podcast. podcast. From there, you will get, like I said, information on when episodes drop, but also some kind of behind the scenes action and supplemental information to go along with each episode, as well as you can find links to the website I have set up. And there, that's just another way for you to get connected, find some additional information. And most importantly, by connecting via social media or website, you will have a way to interact with me and then request certain topics or request that I go to a certain city. And I can't guarantee that if you're like, hey, I want you to go to Hong Kong for a weekend, that I can go, because that's probably not going to happen. But if you say a city that is in the Basque Country, I can probably get there for a weekend and record an episode just for you. So I would love to have an online community where there's a two-way conversation and we can really grow together, explore, and learn together. I think that would be super cool. So connect on social media for those reasons. That is all I have for you on this first episode. I promise the rest aren't going to be just me talking, and I promise that it's only going to be more and more exciting from here on out. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm pumped to have you along the ride. I will catch you next time on Student Visa.